I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Vermont's delegates are witnessing history at the Democratic National Convention today, but not all of them are happy to witness the formal nomination of Hillary Clinton underway right now. Some Vermont delegates are struggling to pledge political allegiance to anyone other than Senator Bernie Sanders. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports from Philadelphia.
It's a rare sound. Bernie Sanders' diehard supporters booing his message at a major speech. But in a massive ballroom in downtown Philadelphia shortly after noon on Monday, two words, Hillary Clinton, set off a chorus of jeers. With the reality of his defeat now certain, Sanders pleaded with his supporters to hear him out on the case for voting for Clinton. But the crowd persisted. Not Hillary, they said. Certainly not now, and for many, perhaps not ever.
Our reaction, I think we made ourselves very clear that we would absolutely not accept that.
That's Ashley Andrews, a 23-year-old Vermont delegate from Wilder. Andrews is among the Sanders supporters who are of the belief that in many respects, Clinton's campaign is indistinguishable from the one run by her Republican rival, Donald Trump.
This country is sick and tired of establishment politicians lying to our faces, playing games with our economy, and bailing out Wall Street bankers while we suffer.
The undeniable passion that gave rise to Sanders' remarkable campaign might now be enhancing the bitterness of his electoral defeat. While the sentiments expressed by delegates like Ashley Andrews are attracting media attention here in Philadelphia, the Bernie or bust mentality isn't representative of all or even most of Sanders' supporters.
It's really time to unify the party now. Trump absolutely needs to be defeated.
Mary Sullivan is Vermont's incoming committeewoman to the Democratic National Committee. She was sitting in Vermont's section at the Wells Fargo Center, where the convention center is held this week. The Wells Fargo Center holds nearly 20,000 people. It's home turf for the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers and NBA's 76ers. When the teams are away or in the off-season, it's a popular stop for musical tours like Adele, Drake, Barbra Streisand, and AC/DC, which is fitting since the Democratic National Convention is sort of a garish mashup of sporting event and rock concert. Fans arrive decked out in their candidate-branded hats, shirts, and in some cases even capes. They raise convention-approved signs almost on cue to signal their support for the hero of the hour. Sullivan says she supported Sanders since the beginning of his campaign, but she says that the sensible strategy now is to join up with Hillary's team, at least when it comes to voting in the general election.
And what we have is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and those are our two choices. And, you know, we've got to keep the movement going.
Bernie Sanders made precisely the same case himself on the convention floor during a speech late Monday night. Entering to the Simon and Garfunkel song, America, that was the musical backdrop to his campaign's Touchstone television ad, Sanders told supporters that their work on his behalf had already yielded progressive victories. Then he again implored them to turn their energy now to securing victory for Hillary Clinton, lest Trump win the presidency. Noah Detzer, a White River resident and Vermont delegate, still wasn't having it.
Right. I mean, he has to say that in a sense, and I'm not under the same obligation, so.
Detzer says he understands entirely the folly of voting for Trump.
It's a question of why should we get behind Hillary? What is it about her that really deserves our support, you know? And so I think she has yet to make that case, and that's why we're seeing this little bit of contention.
There's a buffet-style group breakfast for the Vermont delegation where waffles, pancakes, scrambled eggs, and link sausages are served every morning at 7:30. It's inside a Wyndham Motel Conference Center a few miles away from the Philadelphia airport amid a cluster of chain hotels where many of the Vermont delegates are staying. There were some tired eyes Tuesday morning. Delegates didn't arrive back from the convention center until after midnight Monday. But there's evidence that the experience in Philadelphia is already reshaping at least some delegates' views. At 18 years old, Astor O'Leary is the youngest Vermont delegate. The Hinesburg teenager has been listening closely to both sides of the argument, and despite her strident support for Sanders' campaign over the last year, she says she has a new plan for November.
I was kind of on the fence, like, I was going back and forth between, like, maybe being Bernie or bust or, like, supporting Hillary, but after hearing what Bernie had to say yesterday, I'm going to feel less, you know, guilty to support Hillary.
With the nomination now decided, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders hope that more of the Vermont Senator supporters will do the same. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.